हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम विश्वं दर्पण दृश्यमान नगरे तुल्यं निजान्तर्गतम् पश्यन्नात्मनि मायया निद्रया यः साक्षात् कुरुते प्रबोध समये स्वात्मानमेवाद्वयम् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमैदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये बीजस्यान्तरिवाङ्कुरो जगदिदम् प्राङ्निर्विकल्पम् पुनः मायाकल्पितदेशकालकलना वैचित्र्यचित्रीकृतम् मायावीव विजृम्भयत्यपि महायोगी वयस्वेच्छया तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमैदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये यस्यैव स्फुरणम् सदात्मकमसत् कल्पार्थगम् भासते साक्षात् तत्त्वमसीति वेदवचसा यो बोधयत्याश्रितान् यत्साक्षात् करणाद् भवेन्न पुनरावृत्तिर्भवाम्बो निधौ तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमैदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये चित्रघटोदरस्थित महादीपप्रभाभास्वरम् ज्ञानम् यस्य तु चक्षुराधिकरणद्वारा बहिःस्पन्दते ज्ञानामीतितमेव भान्तमनुभात्येतत्समस्तम् जगत् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमैदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये देहम् प्राणमपीन्द्रियाण्यपि चलाम् बुद्धिम् च शून्यम् विदुः श्रीबालान्दजडोपमास्त्वहमिति भ्रान्ता भृशम् वादिनः मायाशक्तिविलासकल्पितमहाव्यामोहसंहारिणे तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमैदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये ग्रस्तदिवाकरेन्दुसदृशो मायासमाच्छादनात् सन्मात्र करुणोपसंहरणतो यो भूत् सुषुप्तः पुमान् प्रागस्वाप्समिति प्रबोधसमये यः प्रत्यभिज्ञायते तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमैदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये
I'd go to the seventh verse. So in this Dakshinamurti Stotram, the first four verses have the entire Vedantic teaching. And the fifth verse, Adishankara Bhagavad Padha enumerated different schools of thought. And in the sixth verse, he refuted only the Shunyavadaha. And what was the lesson there? What is Shunyavadi's argument? The Shunyavadi, for whom nothingness or emptiness is the non-existence, is the reality. non-existence is the self, non-existence is the reality. So for him, the whole Jagat has come into existence from non-existence. That is his presentation. And for he also, for he, the basis for him was the deep sleep state. Why? In deep sleep state, there is no transaction happening. There is no world, experience of world. There is no experience of I. Therefore, there is no experience. Nothing is there. Therefore, the absence of non-transactions, the Jagat being non-evident, is the basis for Jagat is non-evident. Jagat is as good as non-existent. So sense organs are non-functional. Mind is non-functional in deep sleep state. Therefore, nothing is there. Nothing is there in, no experience is there in deep sleep state. But no the absence of experience does not mean absence of the reality. Experience is not there, but still reality is there. But according to him, there is no experience, therefore nothing is there, therefore emptiness is the reality. That is where we stopped last class. And Shankar Bhagavatpada explained, no, there is a deep sleep state is not non-existence or emptiness, but deep sleep state is pure existence. It means non-transactional. The pure existence means what? The unqualified, unindividualized, unlocalized, the pure existence is the deep sleep state. Pure existence means what? Now, because it is not available for transactions, we cannot say existence is not there. Why it is not available for transactions? Pure existence is always there as pure consciousness. The transactions are not there because the organs of transactions, mind, sense organs, etc., are resolved. Therefore, there is no transaction. Non-transaction does not mean the non-existence. There is still pure existence as pure consciousness always there. So that is where he stopped last class. Remember? Now we have to go to the 7th verse. Now hereafter, so 5th and 6th verse, Shankara enumerates the different views of truth and also he refutes the Shunyavadaha we have seen. In the 7th verse again, 7th, 8th, these two verses actually, and also the 9th and 10th, these four verses you can say, the rest of the verses are again, say, discuss the same Vedantic teaching which you have discussed earlier in the first four verses. Okay? Again, Vedantic teaching is presented again in these verses. And for better clarity, that's all. Okay. So, what is this Atma now? We say, so, Brahman, the reality of the whole universe, or the Atma, the self of all the beings, the reality is not non-existence or emptiness, it is pure existence. Pure existence, we know that. But here, in the other verse we saw, so when Shankara refuted the different schools of thought, such as Dehatma Vadaha, Pranatma Vadaha, Indriyatma Vadaha, Chala Buddhyatma Vadaha, then Shunyatma Vadaha. Now, five different arguments he, without refuting other schools, but they are just refuting only Shunyavada, other schools also become refuted. Okay, that means Atma is not the body, Atma is not the mind, Atma is not the pranas, Atma is not Indriyani, Atma is not Chala Buddhi, Atma is not non-existence also. That means what is Atma then? Isn't it? Atma is pure existence consciousness. For I the self am the pure existence consciousness. That means, but now here, when you say there is an object here, there is an object. That means what? I experience a given object. There is light. When you say I experience light, an object called light. I experience some sound, children's laughter. I experience, I experience the warmth here now. I experience an object. I experience there is mic. When I have the cognition of an object, then how do I refer to that object I experience? I refer to the object that I experience. How? This is a mic. I experience a given object called mic, and I refer to that object I experience. I invent an expression here to refer to that object. What is that expression through which I refer to that object? This is a mic. This is a book. Isn't it, sir? When I experience. Similarly, when I experience this Atma, this consciousness existence, Atma also, it's always experienced. It is ever available. It is ever accessible. It's always there. So how do I refer to that experience of the self? When I experience an object, I refer to the object through an expression, there is a mic, or this is a mic. But how do I refer to the experience of the existence, consciousness, the Atma? Simple word, I am. So I am. Refer to the existence, consciousness, the Atma through an expression, I am. Therefore, that I am, that existence, consciousness, the Atma, which I refer to by an expression, aham, 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 I am, I am, when I refer to, then what is that? Where is this available? Where is this consciousness existence which is referred to by aham, aham, aham? How is it available? It is always shines. It is always evident. It is always accessible. It is always experienced. Where? Within this enclosure of body, mind, sense complex. Antaha. No, antaha atma spurati. Spurati means what? Now shines. Shines means what? Is ever evident. It is ever accessible. It is ever recognizable. Spurati. Vilangahirathu. Isn't it? Spurati. Where? Antaha. Inside. Inside means what now? Within this enclosure. Which enclosure? This body, mind, sense complex enclosure. Atma always shines. Antaha spurati. Atma antahaspurati. Now, there because Atma antahaspurati, therefore can we say this, that is why Atma anubhavaha, maik anubhavaha asti, Atma anubhavaha api asti, isn't it? When there is experience of the object, there is also experience of what? Atma anubhavaha. Self-experience and object experience are simultaneous. Like what? Like the light experience and the opaque experience are simultaneous. You don't see opaque afterwards, and afterwards you don't see the light. Or first you see the light, then you don't see the opaque object. Simultaneous. Isn't it clear? Simultaneously, you experience light. Simultaneously, you experience the non-luminous opaque object. Similarly, simultaneously you experience self. As you experience self, you also experience what? An object. That is why in experience of every object, experience cognition of every object involves simultaneously what? Experience of Atma as well as object. Is it clear now? How? as this when you say object, I when you say subject. You refer, I see this, I hear this, I smell this, I taste this, I touch this. Isn't it? So, touched is different from seen, seen is different from heard, heard is different from smelt, smelt is different from tasted. They're all different. Varieties of objects. But I is one common in all of them. Isn't it? I is one and the same. That experience of aham continues to be the same. Whereas experience of objects may vary. The objects experienced may vary, not vary, do vary, definitely. But I experience in all of them continues to be the same. Is it clear now? And this I experience, aham experience, or I am experience. Now you have to remember, I am experience is what? Experience of the Satchidatma. This is something when you say experience of the object. Therefore, this aham, I am experience, when is it there? No, it in waking state, it is throughout the waking state, I am experience is there. There is no time, no place, definitely no object when there is no I am experience. The whole of waking state, there is I am experience continuously there. It is always there. Not only in the waking state, in dream state also, I am experience is. Not only in dream state, in deep sleep state also, I am experience is. I am experienced. Okay, I am is there in deep sleep state. I am is there in dream state. I am is there in waking state. Is it clear now? That is why you may say, no, no, I am is not there in deep sleep state and waking state. I am is there in deep sleep state. I am is there in dream state. I am is there in the waking state also. The only difference is the I am in deep sleep state is what now? Is there, but there's no cognition I am. I am is there, only cognition I am is not there in deep sleep state. Is it clear now? I am is there, I is there. What is not there? The cognition is not there. I am cognition is not there. Why cognition is not there? Instrument of knowledge, instrument of cognition, the mind is resolved. Simple. Medium is clear now. You can't say I am is not there. I am is there in deep sleep state. What is not there? Cognition is not there. Why cognition is not there? Because mind is resolved. What is the mind? Instrument of cognition. Therefore, there is no cognition. In dream state also, I am is there. Isn't it? But there is no cognition I am because mind is resolved. And also, this I am which is there in dream state and deep sleep state is not vocalized because cognition, thought is not there because mind is resolved. Organ of speech is resolved, therefore this I am is not vocalized. There is no verbalization or vocalization of I am in deep sleep state and dream state. Without the cognition I am, without the speech, without the expression I am, without the verbalization, without the vocalization of I am is there. Is it clear? Cognition is not there, isn't it? Just because it is not vocalized, doesn't mean it is not there. Why it is not vocalized? Because organ of speech is resolved. Why there is no cognition? Because mind is resolved. But I am is there. That is why when you are able to, on waking up, you are able to say, what now? I slept well. To be able to say, I slept well, I tell you, when you read really, Shankara is an amazing person, no? He goes into the grammar details and all that, explanations. Because slept is a verb, and for the verb can never be there without a subject. Isn't it? And therefore, I slept well itself, on waking up you are able to say I slept well, because the verb presupposes the subject, and therefore what now here, even though that's not an action, that your I am being present, I am being present in deep sleep state is clear. I am being present in deep, the dream state also is very clear. I am is present where? In continuously present in waking state also. Therefore there is no time, there is no place. I am is not there. I am experience is always there. Either vocalized, unvocalized. Cognized or uncognized. I am is always there. Suppose if I ask you, what did you do in the morning? Where were you in the morning? What will you say? Suppose some of your friends ask you, where were you? You were not at home. Every one of you will be answering to your friends, I was in the class. I attended a class. I was in the class. I was in Grow Park. You will say that. You will be giving the answer in past tense. Where were you in the morning? Suppose somebody will ask you in the evening. You will say, I was in the class. I attended a class. When you mean, I was in the class, implies what? That I was in the class means I am being present in the class. Is it clear now? I am being present in the class is expressed, revealed by the I, you know, in the sentence, I was listening. I was in the class in the morning. Is it clear now? Therefore, when is the, which time I am is not there. I am is always there. Is it clear now? When the mind is functional, sense organs are functional, then the identity with the body mind complex is, then what happens? The attributes. Isn't it? When the mind is there, body is there, then you add, I am fat, I am tall, I am fair, I am dark. The addition, isn't it? The body, association with the body, then body becomes the qualification. Body's attributes also become the qualifications for the I am. Thereafter, pranas also, what now? In waking state, I am is there, but I am hungry, I am thirsty, when you say, then the qualification of the identities with the pranas, the pranas dharmas become your dharmas, therefore qualifications. Isn't it? Hunger and thirst, prana dharma, it becomes what now? Qualifications. Isn't it? Then differences also. Similarly, mind, I am upset, I am very happy, I am very pleased. No, like those, again, when the mind is there, I'm very angry, or I'm very compassionate, I'm very kind, and all these dharmas become qualified. I am in deep sleep state, what happens? All these qualifications are not there. anger is not there, desire is not there, jealousy is not there, hatred is not there, compassion is not there, pure, I am in deep sleep state, without the cognition I am. Is it clear now? I am there in deep sleep state, without the cognition I am. Without the anger thoughts, because thoughts are all resolved, without the jealousy, without compassion, without kindness, without pleasure, without pain, without hunger, without thirst. No, without the body consciousness, without the body, isn't it? Without any identity, without any qualifications, without any differences. What difference is there in deep sleep state? No, without any differences. I am continues to be present in deep sleep state. In waking state, I am with the qualifications. In deep sleep state, I am without the qualifications. Is it clear now? I am without the qualifications, pure existence consciousness. Then I am Satchidatma. With the qualifications, I am Ahankaraha. Is it clear now? With the qualifications, now what is Ahankara understood now? With qualifications, I am Ahankaraha. Without qualifications, Aham. I am. Pure I am, isn't it? I am. Okay. Smallest chair for the biggest person. Okay. I feel very hard to sit like this anyway. Doesn't matter. Hard to manage this. Is it clear now? So, this is Atma is there. Therefore, Atma, Satchid Atma, Sada always Purati. Atma Purati. Shankaracharya says, don't say, I have to experience self in meditation. Self-experience, I had to practice meditation, and in my practice of meditation, there will be samadhi experience. In that samadhi experience, I'll have self-realization and self-experience. What do you want self-experience? Aham, 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 aham iti. Don't make self-experience an event which involves karma, which involves effort, which involves process. Isn't it? So all these things are involved for self, for any cognition, any knowledge. Event may not, suppose it's a Ganesh Chaturthi puja, it is an event, so we all have to come from there, and Binaji has to get up early in the morning and cook lot of food and then present, and then we have to have Krishnaji brought lots of flowers and we all chanted and then lots of things. Time, energy and many people, many individuals, it involves, any event involves actions, effort, process, lots of things. Self-experience doesn't involve effort, doesn't involve any process, isn't it? Nothing is required for the self to be accessible. It ever aham, 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 iti. Isn't it? This is not an event. Don't need a self-experience, special experience. It's always available. Therefore, he says, if it is always available means, he says, sadha spurati. Shankaracharya negates that. Don't wait for a special day of enlightenment. Okay? Every day, which fraction of second self is not available? Isn't it? In waking, in dream state, in deep sleep state, always it is there aham, as aham. As aham cognized with cognition aham, without cognition aham. With vocalized aham, without vocalized aham. Aham always is there. I am always is there. He says, sada spurati. He says, atma spurati. As what? As one's own real self. Sva atma. As one's own real self, this Atma Spurati, this reality, the self of all the beings, reality of the whole Jagat, always Spurati shines. As what? Where? within the enclosure of body maintenance complex as one's own real self. And this, not only that, it continues to be there, continues to be present. When it is continuously present here, continuously present means what? So Shankara here, he says, if you take our whole life, the whole life can be classified into four stages. The four stages of life are also said to be avastaha. Avastha. Avastha means, many meanings are there, okay? Avastha means a state, a condition, a stage. Different meanings are there. If you take the whole life, in whole life, every one of us are going through what now? Four different stages. Balyam. Say now, balyam. Then kaumaram. Yavvanam. Vardhakyam. Vardhakyam means old age, isn't it? So, first we can say balyam is a childhood. Then kaumaram is a boyhood. Yavanam, youth. Vardhakyam or jara, old age. Swamiji always says geriatrics come from jara. No? So anyway, so jara, vardhakyam. Now vardhakyam, old age. So four stages. And so now when you are a child, what do you say? When you were a child, all of us are grown up now. When you were a child, you must have told what? I am a child. When you were young, in then boyhood or girlhood also had to say now, isn't it? So I am a boy. Then you must have told I am a youth. Then I am an old person. That is very, very difficult to say. You don't want to say that. But we have to say, no, go, no. I am an old person. So I am, see, the stages change, isn't it? Change, every stage is changing. And every stage is not continuous. Boyhood, childhood, youth, old age, these stages are not continuous. Every stage has a beginning, every stage ends. The end of one stage is the beginning of the new stage. Isn't it? That means because it has a beginning and end, every stage is what? No, discontinuous. Every stage is discontinuous. Not only every stage is discontinuous, when you say, I am a child, then you can't, other words are not usable. When you say I am a youth, you can't use the word I am a child. When you say I am old, you can't use the word youth and boy. Isn't it? That means each stage is what now? All these stages are excluding each other mutually. They are mutually exclusive and discontinuous. Is it clear now? Each stage is what now? Mutually exclusive and they're discontinuous also. They're not continuous. Isn't it? But what about I am continuously present? I am present, continuously present in all the discontinuous, mutually exclusive stages of life. I am is one thing which is continuously present. What is it? I am? It is expression. Isn't it? Of what? Consciousness. That is how Satchidatma is referred to. I am is an expression which refers to the pure consciousness existence, the Satchidatma, which is one's own real self. Is it clear? Okay. Now when you take the whole life, you can say different four stages. if you take a segment of the whole life, a day, every day is what? A segment of the whole life. And day also can be classified into three stages. You know very well. Tisraha avasthaha. Waking state, deep sleep state, in between dream state. So, three states of experience which we have in a day, isn't it? There's three states of experience which we go through, which we experience in a day. Also what now? Now we can, they also, we have this, which is segment of the whole life. And here also, when you, in waking state, you say, I am a waker. When you are sleeping, you can't say, I'm sleeping, but still what? Then you can't say you're a waker also. So that waker is not there when you are sleeping, when you're a sleeper. When you are dreaming, when you are a dreamer, even though you can't articulate, you can't vocalize, I am sleeping, I am dreaming, but still without being able to vocalize, express yourself, you are. Isn't it? I am is present. I told you, without the cognition, without the verbalization of aham, I am is present in deep sleep state and dream state also. But then what? When this waker is, there is no dreamer. The dreamer is, there is no waker. There is no sleeper. The one who is asleep also. These three states also, what now? You heard, so I am, isn't it? I am is always there, but these three states are what now? Mutually exclusive. You can't say I'm sleeping, listening. Sleeping, I'm listening in the class. You can say I'm sleeping, I can say. You can say I'm sleeping, you can say. You can't say. No, I entered into the class. And then slowly I was listening in the beginning, and afterwards I did not know what happened. Only when the others woke me up for prasadam, I woke up. That you can say, but you can't say I'm listening, sleeping, I was listening, you can never say. Why? Because sleep and waking mutually exclusive. One cannot be there. And then discontinuous. See, because exclusive, they what? No, they're discontinuous also. But these three states of experience are mutually exclusive and discontinuous. But what is continuously present? I am. At least today you all should go back home happily. You don't, the one thing, if at all, you don't need to work for is self-experience. Know that. Isn't it true? So I'm not saying, Shankar Bhagavatpada says, and that's why he says, so this avasthaha, in day, every day, three states of experience we go through. In every experience also, experience, the state of experience changes. But the I am in the experience does not change. Continuously, changelessly, ever evidently present. So also in four stages. Now leave alone these two he mentions in the book, the verse. What these two? The four stages of life and four three states of experience. In the whole life and everyday experience, he mentions, they change, but I am continues to be present changelessly. Suppose a person who was a big minister sometime ago in this country, and now I heard he is a pauper on the roadside. Who, what's his name? Somebody. Okay, doesn't matter. Okay, the person who was a millionaire and becomes a pauper. Now the stage is again, this is also conditional. the one rich person, I am rich, I was rich, I am rich, I am poor. The riches changed, poverty changed, but what did not change? I am did not change. I am does not change. I am healthy, I am sick. Sickness and the health, isn't it? The conditions of the body change, but I am does not change. Conditions of the body change, I am does not change. Moods of the mind change. I am very enthusiastic. I am very much interested. I am no more interested. I am disinterested. I am not at all enthusiastic. Moods change, but I am doesn't change. I love that so much. I hate it nowadays. See, our thoughts change. I am does not change. I'm very angry. Anger goes. I'm very kind, compassionate. Okay? Conditions of the state, conditions every even in waking state, conditions of the mind change. I am doesn't change. Before food, I'm hungry. After food, I'm not hungry. Isn't it? So the condition of the pranas change, I am doesn't change. Conditions of the body change, I am doesn't change. Positions in life change, I am doesn't change. Isn't it? I am is one thing which is always there, changelessly, continuously present in all the discontinuous, changing, constantly changing, mutually exclusive conditions, stages and states of experience. And that Atma, Aham, 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 iti sadaspurati. Paramatma, Satchidatma, the truth of the whole universe, the existence consciousness, sadaspurati, always is, shines, always it is evident as I am, changelessly. Is it clear now? Therefore, let us see the verse now, Shankara says. They're very simple verses, nice verses. Just for clarity, isn't it? At least you'll all know now. You don't need to sit and work hard. No, Shirasasanam you need not do. And then you don't need to starve. And don't need to sit and meditate. And body need not get hot. And then you don't wait for special experience to happen. Samadhi to happen. For what? Atmanubhava. For self-experience. Is it clear now? It's only understanding. You will see here. Balyadishvapijagradadishutatha.
Balyadishvapijagradadishutatha.
Sarvasvavastha swapi.
Balyadishvapi.
Jagradadishu.
Tatha.
Sarvasvavastha swapi.
Sarvasvavastha swapi.
Vyavrittasvanuvartamanam. Ahamit அகமித்யந்தஸ்புரந்தம் சதா அகமித்யந்தஸ்புரந்தம் சதா அகமித்யந்தஸ்புரந்தம் சதா அகமித்யந்தஸ்புரந்தம் சதா ஸ்வாத்மானம் ஸ்வாத்மானம் பிரகடீகரோதி பிரகடீகரோதி பஜதாம் யோ பத்ரயா முத்ரயா
யோ பத்ரயா முத்ரயா
யோ பத்ரயா முத்ரயா
யோ
பத்ரயா முத்ரயா தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம்
தஸ்மை
ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம் ஸ்ரீ தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே
ஸ்ரீ தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே
பால்யாதிஷ்வபி
பால்யாதிஷ்வபி
ஜாக்ரதாதிஷு
ஜாக்ரதாதிஷு
தத்ரா சர்வாஸ்வவஸ்தாஸ்வபி
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 வ்யாவ்ருத்தாஸ்வனுவர்த்தமானம்
வ்யாவ்ருத்தாஸ்வனுவர்த்தமானம்
அகமித்யந்தஸ்புரந்தம் சதா
அகமித்யந்தஸ்புரந்தம்
சதா ஓகே வாட் ஹி சேஸ் அந்தஹ அந்தஹ ஸ்புரதி ஸ்புரன் மீன்ஸ் தி ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஷைனிங் விளங்குகிறவன் விளங்கிக் கொண்டிருக்கின்ற ஆத்மா One who shines is what now? Spuran. Spurantam means what now? The one who shines him. Isn't it? Spuranta, Spurati, Hada, Spurati. Where? Antaha. Antaha Spurati. Satchid Atma, the self of all the beings, the pure existence consciousness, obtains always available, no, accessible, always shines within this enclosure of It is there everywhere, but where is it available for recognition? Within the enclosure of body, mind, and complex, isn't it? Antaha Spurati. Antaha Spurati. Is it? Katham Spurati. How does it shine this in this body, mind, complex enclosure? Aham Iti. I am, I am, I am. When you say that I am is an expression of cognition, I am, which is what now? Which is the expression of the self, Satchidatma, existence, consciousness alone. Isn't it? That's why when I explained in the class, first before, when I started the class, I told you, When I experience, see, you are experiencing. You are experiencing in waking state, you are experiencing the world. You are experiencing the objects. So, how do you refer to that object you are experiencing? Through an expression, you refer to an object you are experiencing through an expression, this is a mic. This is a phone. This is a recorder. Similarly, how do you refer to the Satchidatma? Refer to the experience of the Satchidatma. I am. Therefore, that's why the Satchidatma shines. Spurati. Kutra antaha spurati. It shines within this body, mind and complex enclosure. But as what? Aham. As I am. Aham iti spurati. Okay. And aham iti spurati, when? Only in the morning? Only in the evening? Sada. Sada, Shankaracharya negates the self-experience being an event. By what? By state, using this word sada. Sada means always. always the reality, the existence, consciousness shines as I am, I am, I am, I am. The whole of waking state, it shines as I am, I am, I am. It's accessible, recognizable. How is Atma recognizable? Through the expression I am. Is it clear now? That is why Aham iti spurati. Naan, naan, naan endru vilangukirathu. Aham iti spurati. I am, I am, I am, it shines. Where? Antaha. How? When? Always. As what? As Aham iti. As I am. Is it clear now? First. So, Aham iti sada antaha spurati. That first sentence is over. Next sentence. Okay. This Satchidatma shines as I am, always within this body maintenance complex enclosure. It's fine. Then how? Next is Anuvartamanaha Spurati. Anuvartamana means, see, Vartamana means being present. Anuvartamana means what? Anu means continuously being present. Vartamana means being present. Irundhu kondu iruthal. Anuvartamana means what now? Being continuously present. Todandhu irundhu kondu iruthal. Being continuously present. Isn't it? That continuously is implied by the prefix anu. Anuvartamanaha Atma Antaha Sada Spurati. Sanskrit, you must have understood by now, but I am repeating it. Atma Sada, say no, Atma Sada Antaha Aham Aham Iti Spurati. See, you understood Sanskrit. Very good. It always shines, isn't it? Sadaspurati. So beautiful, isn't it? To know Sadaspurati. You want to go and search for Bhagavan elsewhere? When you say Aham is Bhagavan only, who is that? Are you here? Where are you? You are not there. Bhagavan only is this expression, isn't it? Sadaspurati. Then Sada means what? He says Anuvartamanaha Spurati. Being continuously present, it always shines. Continuously present means what? When he says avasthasu. Avasthasu means in all the different conditions, in all the different states, in all the different stages of life. In all the, first he says, balyadishu. Say now, balyadishu. Balyadishu means, in all the stages, all the four stages, such as balyam, childhood, etc. Kulandai paruvam mudale yella nilehililum. So, just as childhood, etc., he says, we have to include what? In childhood, in boyhood, then in youth, in old age, in all these stages. Sarvasu avastasu. Sarvasu avastasvapi. We split it. Sarvasu. Say now. Sarvasu avastasu.
Avastasu.
Api. Also. What now? Sarvasu avastasu. In all these stages. All the stages of the entire life. In all four stages of entire life. Such as childhood, etc. Balyadishu avastasu. Balyadishu avastasu means in all the, what are the stages here, four stages? They are not anuvartamanaha. They are not continuously present. They are discontinuous. Not only they are discontinuous, they are mutually exclusive. Isn't it? They exclude each other mutually. Therefore, they are mutually exclusive also. So what is the word Shankara uses? Vyavrittasu. Vyavritta means mutually, that Vyavritta means non-continuous. Anuvritta means continuous, opposites. Vyavritta, Anuvritta. Understand, vritti is the dhatu, root, and verb is vartate. So, anuvritta means continuously present. Vyavritta means what? Discontinuous. So, vyavrittasu, all these four stages of life, which are not continuous, which are non-continuous, which are discontinuous, and which are mutually exclusive, in all these discontinuous, mutually exclusive stages of life, what is anuvartate, what is continuously present? I am experience is continuously present. Is it clear now? Now he goes to the next line. Balyadishu avasarvasu avastasu. Then we had to go to what now? Jagrat adishu. Jagrat means waking state. Adi means etc. Jagrat adishu means in the day, a segment of the whole life. Each day we go through three states of experience, such as waking state. He mentions only Jagrat. We have to include what? Swapna, Sushupti also. Okay, so in all these three different states of experience also, so avastha implies stage, avastha means the state of experience, avastha means condition, avastha means position also, isn't it? In all these different stages of life, such as balya, such as childhood, etc., and all these different states of experience, such as waking state, etc., in all of them, sarvasu avastasu api, in all these different stages and states of experience also, you can include different conditions of, isn't it, body, mind, sense complex also, different conditions of the body, different conditions, states of the moods of the mind also, in all of them are what now, all these stages and all these states of experience, which are mutually exclusive and non-continuous. In all these non-continuous, mutually exclusive stages of life and states of experience, what is continuously present, always shining as aham, is the Atma. Is it clear now? So, vyavrittasu avastasu. Sarvasu vyavrittasu avastasu. Sarvasu vyavrittasu avastasu. In all the mutually exclusive, discontinuous, non-continuous, changing states of experience and the stages of life also, sada anuvartamanam antaha aham iti spurati. Always Atma continuously being present, always shines as aham, aham, aham. Is it clear? It's not difficult to understand. Very easy to understand because it's all known to us, isn't it? Always present. And what is that Atma? Satchidatma. Is it pure existence consciousness? That, he says, that Atma, what is that? Swa-Atma. That Atma is what? No, don't think he's sitting elsewhere. Swa-Atma. Sada antahaspurati. One's own real self. One's own true swarupam nature. Is it your own self? What is the actual substance of substantive I? Isn't it? first person singular pronoun is just a pure existence. Consciousness alone is what? No. Swa-atma. Isn't it? Swa-atma. One's own real self, one's own real swarupam, which is always available, always shines in this, within this body dimensions complex enclosure. As aham, being continuously present in all these changing, mutually exclusive, discontinuous experiences and stages of life. Is it clear now? I added that also, no? Swatma. Swatma. All in objective case. I am putting it in nominative case for your understanding. Swatma. That Atmanam, that Atma, one's own self, is what now? You, even though it is always there, you do not know that your own real self, which is always available. What is that? That is nothing but pure existence. I am pure existence consciousness. I is nothing but pure existence consciousness. When in deep sleep state, that is what you are always. But what do? Because of the maya, because of the avidya, because of ajnanam, because of adhyasa, because of adhyaropaha, because what happens now? You include all the attributes. You mix up. So inclusiveness of, we include the attributes to aham, Satchidatma. Aham becomes what now? I am plus attributes is equal to ahankaraha. I am minus attributes, I am. Satchidatma. Is it clear now? You are all Achidatma. You never become aham. Ahankara. What is ahankara now? Inclusiveness. Including attributes. Aham becomes aham. Kara, heart. You know that? Tamil karam. Then my without attributes, aham. I am the self. I am the becomes. So this ahankaraha is an empirical, relative self related to the worlds, related to the things. Empirical self, when ahankara, relative self. Empirical self. Originally, you are the absolute self, the pure consciousness existence. And but what happens? You are absolute self, eternal reality. But what happens? Because of this these qualifications are incidental. Isn't it? These attributes are now incidental. They come and go. Isn't it? Vyavrittaha. Vyavrittaha avastaha. They come and go. Discontinuous. Incidental. But when then they become they qualify you, they become what now? Ahankaraha. Absolute self loses its absolute status and becomes the relative self because of the inclusion of, because of the including of these attributes. Exclude the attributes, you are, I am, aham. Is it? Include the attributes, ahankaraha. Then you, once you are aham, you are Brahma. Ahankaraha, you are ahankari, egoistic, then not a stick. You also what you stuck with the world, so samsari also. Samsari bhavati, ahankari bhavati, when plus attributes. Minus attributes which come and go, which are not permanent, they what now? Isn't it? You are Satchidatma. You are always Atma only. You never become Brahman, you're always Brahman. But you think you are relative, you become a relative individual with all the attributes. Then you are ahankari and samsari, is it? Because of the addition of attributes. You cannot separate them physically, but cognitively you can separate. Cognitive separation is possible. Therefore, how? And this teacher teaches. Prakati karoti. What does he do? Prakati karoti means brings to light, brings to your understanding. The teacher prakati karoti means gives the vision through teaching. Prakati karoti exhibits. Exhibits you mean what? What does he exhibit? Not his own, no? Literally the prakati karana means, prakatanam means exhibition. But prakati karoti exhibits. Exhibits means what? Brings to light. He brings to light what? Your own swarupam. Come on, you are not non-existence. You are not this incidental stages of life. You are not the incidental time-bound, discontinuous, mutually exclusive states of experience. They all come, they all remain, they all resolve, go in you. You are distinct from them. You are different from them. You are not distant from them, but distinct. Isn't it? This is called cognitively you separate. How? Through teaching, he helps you recognize. Therefore, it's a very important lesson is what? Prakati karoti. Who? The teacher. Teacher brings to light what? Gives a vision of what? Your own self. Swatmanam prakati karoti. The teacher brings to understanding, gives the vision of your own real self. Which real self? Self without the attributes. Attributeless self. He teaches you how to cognitively remove the attributes. Isn't it? Not physical removal. Thereby, he shows you the pure existence, consciousness, being yourself, your own self, and which is always available, accessible for experience as aham, 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 iti. Always, where in all these discontinuous, non-continuous, changing stages of life and states of experience, which are mutually exclusive also in all of them, changelessly, continuously present, being present, Atma, that Atmanam prakati karoti. He helps you to understand. Is it clear now? Therefore, here you understand important thing. The teacher does not give you the self-experience. Is it clear now? Teacher does not make you experience the self. Please understand. Because self is self-evident. But what does the teacher do? This only, he gives you a different perspective. Teacher gives you only different perspective. Your perception before you were perceiving yourself with the attributes. The teacher has given you a different perspective. So he reclassified your perception, reshuffled your understanding. What is that now? He helped you to before you were including the attributes with to I. Now cognitively you removed the attributes. Is it clear now? That is why the teacher does not give you anything. This is only what now? Shift in understanding. You removed cognitively the attributes. You yourself see. The stages come and go. The states of experience come and go. Riches comes and goes. Poverty comes and goes. Pain comes and goes. Pleasure comes and goes. Thirst and hunger come and go. No, moods come and go. Change. What is one unchanging thing here? Anuvartate sada anuvartamanamasti. Always what is there is this. I am the existence consciousness. Isn't it? This is always there. That is, you are that. Now, swatmanam prakati karoti. Is it clear now? That's called cognitive change. What is now? Cognitive change. You have changed anything? You have not removed anything physically. You have not destroyed anything physically. But shift is only in understanding. It's called cognitive change. This cognitive change is brought about by teaching. Brought about through teaching by the Guru. That is called Prakatikaranam. Hello? He teaches. The teacher brings to light your own self, the Satchidatma, the pure existence consciousness. Understand? He, you understand. Oh, they're all discontinuous. What is continuously present is Atma. What is discontinuous become what now? Incidental attributes, incidental qualifications. Is it clear now? So you can't remove anything away here. We don't need to remove anything here. It's called cognitive change, jnanam. What is Atma jnanam now? Self knowledge is only perspective change. Cognitive change. Before you were perceiving yourself as ahankaraha, aham with attributes. Now you are aham. Satchidatma. Same body mentions complex, this is still continuous. Same headache also continues. Same back pain also is there. Everything is there. But perspective has changed. That is the cognitive change. And who does that? Guruhu. Isn't it? There is no miracle. Here, there is no miracle at all. Clean teaching. No miracle is required here. Just the cognitive change. So, prakati karoti. And here, Dakshinamurti, because who is this Guru? Guru is another than Dakshinamurti, Bhagavan himself. And here, he teaches what? Through, here also, non-verbal communication also. Don't think, Guru has to speak, okay? And here, Dakshinamurti, because he sits. I'm going to teach it later and I explain to you beautifully, other things. You know, if you say, Bhadraya Mudraya, the Guru Dakshinamurti teaches this through Bhadraya Mudraya, by Bhadra Mudra. Mudra means a gesture. And what Mudra? Bhadra means auspicious. By an auspicious gesture, the teacher reveals this. Dakshinamurti reveals. Every teacher has to speak. Dakshinamurti alone allowed to be quiet. Okay? Isn't it? Every teacher is Dakshinamurti. See, whoever speaks, not only teacher, whoever speaks, what is that speech? Nothing is possible without Atma Chaitanyam. Without consciousness, what is possible? Bhagavan only. Whoever speaks, Bhagavan does not speak, but every speaker is Bhagavan. Any speech is Bhagavan. Rubbish also is Bhagavan sometimes. That's the problem. isn't it? Now here, Dakshinamurtihi is another than this Gurumurtihi who communicates through what? Through this auspicious gesture. So, in his hands, he shows like this. There are five fingers. He does not include number of fingers, nor does he remove the number of, does not change the number of fingers. But only what now? When this stands for the aham. This aham added with what now? Sthula sukshma karana shariram. Identified with the body, mind, sense complex. All the attributes, waker, aham, I am waker, I am dreamer, I am sleeper, isn't it? Then I am dukhi, aham sukhi, aham hungry, I am angry, I am thirsty, and I am jealous, I am enthusiastic, I am intelligent, I am all these attributes. I'm old, I'm young, I'm child, I'm a boy. All these attributes become added to aham if aham is identified with body, mind, sense complex. Isn't it? Hey, you are body, mind, sense complex are not other than you. They're all you. But you are distinct from all of them. What are you? You are pure consciousness existence. If you remove the attribute, exclude the attributes, you are one with Brahman. Why? You are pure existence consciousness, the truth of the whole cosmos. Then whole, not this whole. I mean whole, whole. Because there's a whole also in between, isn't it? Include the attributes, miserable, individual, ahankari, samsari, isolated from the whole, isolated, individualized, isolated, relative, samsari, ahankari, miserable, jiva. With the attributes. Cognitive, not physically, physical removal of attributes is not possible. It's not to say, when I talk, I'm not the body, my body is walking, not to say all those things. Cognitively exclude the attributes. I, the self, am the pure consciousness existence, distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, which is continuously, constantly present, always shining as aham in all the changing, discontinuous, mutually exclusive stages of life and states of experience. Okay? So he only changed the position of fingers. He did not do anything. This is called cognitive shift, cognitive change. Isn't it? People go to attend meditation classes. For what? Self-realization. They're waiting for one fine day, Shubha Muhurta Kala, for enlightenment to take place. Dakshinamurti refutes that Vedanta Shastram negates that idea. Sada Spurati, Anuvartamanaha Spurati, being continuously present, always shines as aham, aham, aham iti. Isn't it? But how to understand that? Always present where? In all the variable experiences, discontinuous experiences. Mutually exclusive experiences. It is continuously present, shining as aham. That is that you are that Atma. Is it clear now? The teacher teaches why Atma Jnanam is not an event which takes place in time and place like any other jnanam. without involving any effort, without involving any effort and process. It is just the cognitive shift, cognitive change. Which the teacher and helps you understand. Why? In deep sleep state, you are as pure existence consciousness. Because transactions are not there, you think you are also not there. Understand now, if you say Brahman is not there, it is as good as saying you are not there. Isn't it? Because just because transactions are not there, does not mean you are not there. Why transactions are not there? Because transacting organs are resolved. They are non-functional. The person who is not in the office because of his work is not there, does not mean he is no more. He must have gone home, he must be resting, isn't it? Similarly, it is a non-operation of mind and senses. It's answer for latest scientists in the thing presentation, isn't it? You are there always. Same answer for Stephen Hawking. So you are there. You say, you know, but what, which you are? Which you are? Not which you. In Anakulitram, you are consciousness existence, you are there. How attributeless, unqualified, unlocalized, unindividualized, unisolated, undifferentiated, you are there. When the organs of transactions are, you know, functioning, then what happens? Differences come, isn't it? Then you are also experienced as aham. Is it clear now? Therefore, asva atmanam, this guru prakati karoti. He brings to light your own swarupam. He brings to your knowledge, understanding, this your own swarupam, your own real self, your own real nature. How? Bhadraya mudraya, through an auspicious gesture of chin mudra, which reveals, now by which you are this I am ahankari, I am ahankaraha with attributes, I am Brahman Sachidatma without attributes. Okay, attributeless Atma. This addition of attributes is because of what? Inclusion of attributes is because of Ajnanam. In Jnanam, that's why in wisdom, in Jnanam, you exclude the attributes, you are Aham Brahma. In Ajnanam, when you include the attributes, you are Ahankaraha. Relative, empirical, individual. Is it clear now? Prakati karoti, badraya mudraya. And so unto that guru who is in the form of Dakshina Murti, now who is teaching through chin mudra also, unto him I offer my prostrations, salutations. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Idam Namaha Dakshina Murtaye. Yaha Prakati Karoti, the teacher, the Guru who teaches. Yaha Prakati Karoti, the Guru who teaches or who brings to light one's own nature. For whom does he teach? Only to those who seek. Bhajan means the person who seeks the knowledge, who seeks this vision, who is desperate for this knowledge. He is a bhajan purushaha. Understand? Bhajatam. If you are not interested in knowledge, the teacher will not come after you, chasing you to teach. That means bhajata means what now? For those who are desperately seeking knowledge, for them the teacher brings to light. Yaha prakati karoti. He who teaches to those people who seek this knowledge. Bhajatam jananam eva prakati karoti. Jnanate vendugiravargalukku solradhu bhajatam. He teaches to those people who seek this vision, who seek this knowledge, who crave for this knowledge. Who is teaching? Dakshinamurti. How does he teach? Through this chinmudra, through this auspicious gesture, which reveals, which itself reveals what? When in jnanam, you remove the attributes cognitively, then you are Brahman. In ajnanam, you include the attributes, you are ahankari samsari. Is it clear now? Therefore, and he teaches, what does he teach? He brings to light your own real self. Your own real nature. What is that? Which always shines. Being continuously present, it always shines. In what? In all the changing, discontinuous, mutually exclusive stages of life and states of experience, such as childhood, etc., and waking, etc. Balyadishvapi
Balyadishvapi
Jagradadishutatha
Jagradadishutatha
Sarvasvavastha Swapi Vyavrittasvanuvartamanam Ahamityantaspurantam sada Swatmanam
Prakati karoti
Bhajatam Yo Bhadraya Mudraya Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam Shri Dakshinamurtaye I can put Sanskrit prose order. Yaha Bhadraya Mudraya Balyadishu Api Jagradadishu Tatha Sarvasu Avastasu Sarvasu Vyavrittasu Avastasu Balyadishu Jagradadishu Sarvasu Vyavrittasu Avastasu. How to say that? Balyadishu Jagradadishu Vyavrittasu Sarvasu Avastasu Api. That's the correct word. That's the correct word. Okay? Avastasu Api. Avastasu api anuvartamanam sada antaha aham iti spurantam. So anuvartamanam, then after that sada அந்தஹ அஹம் இதி ஸ்புரந்தம் ஸ்வாத்மானம் ப்ரகடீகரோதி பஜதாம் தஸ்மை. பஜதாம் இஸ் புட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆல்சோ ப்ராப்ளம். ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம் தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே. குழந்தை பருவம் முதலிய விழிப்பு நிலை, குழந்தை பருவம் முதலிய எல்லா பருவங்களிலும், விழிப்பு நிலை முதலிய எல்லா நிலைகளிலும் வந்து போகின்ற, மாறிக்கொண்டே இருக்கின்ற, ஒன்றை ஒன்று இல்லாமல் செய்கின்ற எல்லா நிலைகளிலும் தொடர்ந்து இருந்து கொண்டிருக்கின்ற, மாறிக்கொண்டிருக்கின்ற எல்லா நிலைகளும் தொடர்ந்து இருந்து கொண்டிருக்கின்ற எப்பொழுதும் உள்ளே நான் 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 என்று விளங்கிக் கொண்டிருக்கின்ற உன்னுடைய சொரூப, தன்னுடைய உண்மையான சொரூபத்தை வேண்டுகிறவர்களுக்கு எந்த குருவானவர் சின்முத்ரை மூலமாக போதிக்கிறாரோ அந்த குருவான தட்சிணாமூர்த்திக்கு வணக்கம். தட்டு தனி சொல்லி முடிச்சுட்டு அது கதை. பிகாஸ் ஃப்ளோ இஸ் கான் நவ் பிகாஸ் ஐ பீ திங்கிங் சம்ஸ்கிருதம். திங்கிங் இஸ் சம்ஸ்கிருதம் டக்கு டசன் கம் பிகாஸ் நவ் திஸ் வேர்ஸ் ஆர் ஆக்சுவலி லாஸ்ட் ஒன். And with the eighth verse, the actual Dakshinamurti Stotram will be over. That is why it's called Dakshinamurti Ashtakam also. But the last two verses, the winding up, no, the verses actually, must have been added by his disciples, Shankaracharya's disciples, or he himself must have added. We don't know. But anyway, they are very beautiful verses. Nothing wrong. Isn't it? Totally, we're only 10 verses. If it is time, please remind me. If you are hungry, please tell me.
Vishwam pashyati karya karanataya. Vishwam pashyati karya karanataya. Swaswami sambandhatah. Swaswami sambandhatah.
Okay, I want to tell you in this one. That is why when the teaching is always likened to, you can see this, when the sculptor works on, carves on a stone, piece of stone, he does not add anything there. You know that? He only removes the unwanted portions and there's a beautiful statue comes. The statue is not created, only manifestation of what is already there. Here, jnanam also, you don't know, knowledge also is already there. Isn't it? It's only manifestation. It's only brought to light. The teacher does not bring any, make anything here. Does not really make you see. Does not even make you, does not help, in fact does not give you the knowledge. Even though you use the word give you knowledge, he only makes you see differently. He helps you to see differently. That is why Atma Jnanam is only a shift, the perspective change. Very important. I want to tell you that point. I didn't want to forget this.
Visham pashyati karya karanataya.
Visham pashyati karya karanataya.
Swaswami sambandhatah.
Swaswami sambandhatah.
Sishyacharyataya tathaiva.
Sishyacharyataya
tathaiva. Pitruputradhyatmana. Pitruputradhyatmana. Bhedatah.
Bhedatah.
Swapne jagrativa.
Swapne jagrativa.
Ya esha purusho.
Ya esha purusho.
Maya paribhramitah.
Maya paribhramitah.
तस्मै श्री गुरुमूर्तये नमैदम्
तस्मै श्री गुरुमूर्तये नमैदम्
श्री दक्षिणामूर्तये विश्वं पश्यति कार्यकारणतया स्वस्वामि संबंधतः शिष्याचार्यतया तथैव पितृपुत्राद्यात्मना भेदतः स्वप्ने जाग्रति वा य एष पुरुषो
माया परिभ्रामितः
तस्मै श्री गुरुमूर्तये नमैदम् श्री दक्षिणामूर्तये
Very interesting verse this is. The confused jiva also is none other than Dakshinamurtihi. Maya paribhramitaha. Now, Maya paribhramitaha. Now, brahmitaha means one who is tossed here and there, one who is really confused. How? Paribhramitaha. The one who is so much haunted and tossed here and there, paribhramitaha, how? By maya. What is maya here? Ignorance. Isn't it? Avidya. Avidya paribhramitaha. The one who is highly confused because of this ignorance. Paribhramitaha. Who is that highly confused here? He is none other than Dakshinamurti. Isn't it? Who is Dakshinamurti? The next verse will stop, the 9th and 10th are beautiful verse again. All the verse, every verse very beautiful, Dakshinamurti Stotram. Every verse is so beautiful. I just love this Dakshinamurti Stotram. So here, Dakshinamurti is what a maya paribhramitaha. One who is confused by this ignorance is Dakshinamurti. Who is this originally? He says, this one who is identified with the body, mind and complex. Now, thereby one who includes all the attributes, thereby one who becomes. Originally, Dakshinamurtihi is what now? Parambrahma Chaitanyam, Satchidatma. Absolute Self falls. How does it fall? There's no real falling, isn't it? Falling means what? This identity, wrong identity, isn't it? Relationships come. Then he has, as a related self, the relative self, become absolute self, becomes relative self, enjoying relations, being related to what? To this Jagat, Vishwam. Vishwam. Then now, Vishwam Pashyati. How does he see now? He sees the world as Karyak with all relationships now. There's so many sambandha, so many associations, so many connections, relations, relationships. Jiva has many relationships now as an individual. What is he now? Karyakarana sambandha, swaswami sambandha, sishyachari sambandha, pitraputradi sambandha. Connections. How many connections now? Now, first you think. Karyakarana means what? Karyam here is I am Jiva because what is the lot? What is the karanam for me to be Jiva here? My Praradham Karma. What is karanam? One's own Praradha Karma becomes the karanam for one to be born as a Jiva here. Isn't it? Now, as you associate yourself with what now? Praradha Karma. Praradha Karma is the karanam. For me to be the cause, to be the effect. I am the effect of karanam, paradha karma. I am the jiva now, isn't it? Having going through what? Paradha karma palam. Karma becomes the karanam, birth becomes the karyam. The birth here because of the karanam. Here karya karana sambandha. Then you identify yourself with what? With the karma. With the karma. When you say because of paradha karma, I am born, when you say paradha karma becomes the karanam, then your birth becomes the karyam. Then you identify yourself with what? Karya karana sambandha. I am the jiva who is born because of paradha karma. Means this God connect relationship with what? Connection with the karya karana sambandha. Isn't it? Karyam and karanam. Then swaswami sambandha. Swaswami sambandha means what now? When you become swaswami means what now? You are always the possessor of something. You relate to all those possessions you have. I am the master, I am the swami, I am the owner, and these are all owned by me. I am the owner, this is owned by me. This owner owned sambandha comes, then swaswami sambandha. Then what is a problem? Every relationship, I tell you, wherever there is relationship, there is a problem. Okay, don't say there's a problem-free relationship. It is not possible. Problem-free relationship is not there at all. If at all there is some problem-free relationship, and the relationship is subject to come to an end, when the relationship ends, the end of relationship will be a problem. You know that? Any the life relationship is a problem. There's no problem-free relationship. Any relationship is a problem. That is why relationship. No, it is. When you say, oh, very wonderful, beautiful relationship, nice relationship, there's no problem at all, very enjoyable relationship. Yes, when the problem comes. When the relationship comes to an end, that ending of relationship also becomes a great problem. Isn't it? Therefore, he says, this relationship itself is a problem. Now, he says, what are the problem first? First, karya karana sambandha. Now, prarabdha karma is the karanam. My birth is the karyam. Therefore, I relate to what now? Then I have karya karana sambandha. Then swaswami sambandha. Swaswami sambandha, relationship with what? With what I possess. What? Then there swaswami sambandha means relationship with I relate myself to the things I possess. Then I become the owner means what? I have the problem of yogakshema. Problem of acquisition and problem of maintenance of what I have acquired also, that problem comes. Isn't it? So, swami sambandha, tambandataha. Then, sishya acharya sambandha. Not a very big problem. No, sishya acharya means, okay, guru, acharya, sishya acharya, disciple, teacher, sambandha also. Sometimes it becomes big entanglement. Some people, the whole world they reject. And they get entangled with the guru. It's another problem. But actual real teacher is the one who doesn't allow anybody to get emotionally entangled. Know that? Keep away. Because you have to learn to be by yourself. That is the real teaching. Isn't it? That is why that otherwise the teachers also sometimes they become gurudams. They form gurudams. Kingdom. Like kingdom they become gurudams. So here that is why Shastra doesn't allow that. Therefore, Sishya Acharya, come teach, give clarity, move away, go away, forget the whole. No, they all, it's all, it's a truth, isn't it? So, Sishya Acharya Sambandha, Tatha Eva, Pitra Putra Adi, father son, father daughter, mother son, mother daughter, Adi, husband, wife, and mother in law, father in law, and all the sister in law, brother in law, son in law. You know that all these different hanilas means we have to be very careful. We should do this. So all these relationships, this daughterless, okay, and the girl who comes to our house. the bog. Somebody has come means very, very. Anyway, so all these different putra adi sambandha. How many varieties of relationships? Bedataha. With these varieties of relationships also, then what happens? Swapne jagrati va yaha yeshaha purushaha. This person paribhramitaha, confused, completely confused. Every relationship is what? Implies an attribute. Qualification. Isn't it? The relationless asanga atma. What relationship does atma have? Atma cannot have any relationship with anybody. Isn't it? What relationship does water have with the wave or the ocean? No relationship is possible. Isn't it? But still, we try to have relationships. Really, Atma, Swayam, pure existence, consciousness, Asanga Atma, untainted Atma, untouched Atma. Atma is one, when you say all this here is only Atma means, where is the relationship? Two things must be there for one to be related to the other. Isn't it? But actually there is no relationship possible. But here, we have so many relationships. Karyakarana sambandha, Sishyacharya sambandha, Swaswami sambandha, Pitra Putraya sambandha. Isn't it? All this bedataha, with all these differences, you become as a relative individual, as a relative self. You know, having relations, you become related to so many things and situations and then people and all that. It's all what now? When swapne jagriti. These two states of only you have relationships. In swapna you have dream relationship with the dream world. In jagriti you have relationship with this jagrat prapancha. Thank God you have no relationship in deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, no relationship. Where is the putra-putra sambandha? Where is the karya-karna sambandha? Where is the punya-papa sambandha? Where is the... Nothing is there in sushupti. Isn't it? In sushupti, there is no sambandha. Only in jagriti and swapne, you have all these sambandha. Because of these relationships are all... they involve great troubles and problems. And when they, as I told earlier itself, when at least even if there is one or two problem relationships also, then the end of relationship will become a great problem. This, the pain and things, it's all what now? This because of this relationship itself is because of what now? My confusion. The differences. All confusional, really speaking, it is not in clarity. Clarity is out of relationship possible. Isn't it? So it doesn't mean that in waking that you should not have any relationship with anybody, don't talk. Shastra does not say that. Be nice to everybody, talk to everybody, it's okay, but understand it's all, nothing is permanent. Isn't it? That's all. So, Maya Paribhramitaha, who is this poor Jiva? None other than Dakshinamurti only. One who is absolute self in reality relatively becomes relative self. Identified with the body mentions complex. The attributeless self becomes with attributed one. Relationless self becomes related one. With all these relationships, highly confused who is there. And unto the Dakshinamurti, my salutations. Okay? This verse I have to do very well. Because I've been sitting for the morning, early morning. So what I thought, I'll just stop the class. So, because you also can't listen to this more than this. I really want to do two verses and today finish that. Anyway, doesn't matter. We'll do... if you understand Vedanta Shastram, this Dakshinamurti Stotram... become what now? Will be for your contemplation. If you do not understand Shastram also, it can be become useful for, can be like a chanting, it will become meditation, upasana. It can serve for any upasaka, any level person of, you know, whether it can be useful for the person who understands Shastram as Nididhyasana Sadhanam, it can be. If a person that doesn't understand, it can become meditate upasana. It can become means for meditation. In any way, it is very useful. Studying is, you know, it's a very good dint again and again and again. If you have Shiva Anagraha, Bhagavan Anagraha, Dakshinamurti Anagraha, everything will be there if you really chant these verses. That we are not simply chanting, knowing the meaning, remembering the meaning all the time. It's very good. And actually, the 9th verse will be, that 10th verse will be most like a Palashruti. Shankaracharya himself is going to say what is the benefit of reading, understanding, dwelling upon the meaning of these verses. He is going to say in the 10th verse. And 9th verse, actually, our scripture presents the Lord, you know, in three forms. One is how Arupa Ishwaraha, Ekarupa Ishwaraha, Lord in one given form, which becomes symbol for the Lord the whole, through which relate to the Lord the whole. That is Ekarupa Ishwaraha. And Dakshinamurtihi, Subramanyaha, Ganeshaha. This is what now? It is Ekarupa Ishwaraha. Ekarupa means what? One form in which Lord the whole is invoked. That means this becomes a symbol for the Lord the whole. When you meditate upon Ganesha, you are not meditating upon this. Actually, this stands for the whole, the Lord. This is Ekarupa Ishwaraha. Isn't it? Then, Vishwarupa Ishwaraha or Anekarupa Ishwaraha. That is second. Seeing the whole world as Ishwara. Vishwarupa Ishwaraha. Okay? Then, Arupa Ishwaraha means Nirguna Brahman. Which is subject matter of the Dakshinamurti Stotram. Dakshinamurti Stotram, actually even though Dakshinamurti is used here, Arupa Ishwaraha, Ekarupa Ishwaraha, Vishwarupa Ishwaraha. Scriptures present the Lord in three forms. To worship the Lord, to relate to the Lord, to pray to the Lord, you have a symbol for the Lord the whole, which is Ekarupa Ishwaraha. Today we do the puja. Ekarupa Ishwara. But even though we do the puja for Ekarupa Ishwara, in fact, Lord is not this form. We invoke the Lord the whole in this one form. Isn't it? Then Vishwarupa Ishwaraha, Anekarupa Ishwaraha, Savarupa Ishwaraha means what now? All that is here is only the Lord. When you say Vishwarupa Ishwaraha. Then Arupa Ishwaraha means the whole Jagat is Mithya. The reality is what now? Satchidat Brahman, when you say pure existence consciousness, when you say that is Arupa Ishwaraha. So we'll see that in the 9th verse. 10th verse will be Palashruti. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.